And so what about this question of natural levels of testosterone and things like that? Pookie Amsterdam in Second Life says, are there just some people who naturally have above average levels of testosterone and that's what gives them the advantage?
Well, there are certainly some people who claim that. And I'm reminded of this great, actually true story about one of the US Olympic 100-metre sprinters who failed the test that Jonathan talked about, having too much testosterone. And in his defence, he said, well, it was his wife's birthday, so he had to have sex five times a night the night before, and that's why his testosterone was so high. And he got off. Nowadays,
in more ways than one.
Well, she got... Yeah, anyway, yes.
And is that true?
The story is true. I don't doubt the
integrity of the story, but is the actual effect true?
I think your testosterone can vary depending on whether you're having sex or not, not by the amount that he claimed. So I don't think you can use that as a performance-enhancing effect. It might not be a good idea the night before a race.
Although football coaches do say that their players should be banned, but how many of them actually are, who knows?